and on the third day rise again, that they remember his words. When they came back to the tomb, they told all these things to the 11, meaning to the disciples, and to all the others. And it was Mary Magdalene, Joanna, Mary the mother of James, and others with them who told this to the disciples. But they did not believe in them, because their words seemed to them like nonsense. Peter, however, got up and ran to the tomb, bending over and saw the scribes of living, lying by themselves, and went away and wondered with himself what this happened. And now let me come back to the scripture that is listed in the bulletin. Verses 36 to 53. While they were still talking about this, Jesus himself stood among them and said to them, "Shalom, peace be with you." They were startled and frightened, thinking that they saw ghosts. And he said to them, "Why are you troubled? And why do you doubt rise in your mind? Look at my hands and my feet. It is myself. Touch me and see that those love my flesh and bones, as you see I am." When he had said this, he showed them his hands and feet. And while they did not believe it, because do you have anything here to eat? And they gave him a piece of boiled fish, and took it and ate it in their presence. And he said to them, "This is what I told you while I was still with you. Everything will be fulfilled as it is written about me in the law of Moses, the prophets, and the Psalms." He opened their minds so they could understand the scriptures. He told them that it was written that the Christ would suffer and rise.
The first Easter was a day of the greatest unbelief in history.
The biblical record recognizes this, and so, believe it or not, the first believers were not men and women of faith, but men and women of facts. They would not accept anything by faith. They only obeyed the leap of faith. They would hardly make a step of faith. All buildings of the resurrection have failed to recognize all of this, and in fact has created false theories to explain the resurrection. But the fact will not be changed. And this is what we read about today. Our text reveals the climax of the day when they finally came to a point of recognition and rejoicing. But let us look at the record of the rest of the day where we see resignation and resistance. Not a single Christian greeted the first Easter with a veil of hope.
Promise of forgiveness, of eternal life.
together.